in Simran Per Gimel, in the middle of Sif Aleph, let us again say over the lashon of the Machaber Sif Aleph, Osta likreis keneged beis hakisa yoshan, afilu pinu mimenu hatsoya. There was the bote kisoi, Zman Chazal, they made a chafire, there was a ditch that was dug. Over the hole, either was a board with a hole in the board, one could sit on the board or stand on the board. And that was the Beis HaKisei. So also Likreis Keneged Beis HaKisei Yoshenev was used. Afilu Pinu Mimeno Hatzoya, everything was cleaned out. Zeniso Diraisa. So now the Mechaber says, the Hainu B'Shein Loi Mechitzoi, so I'm facing this Beis HaKisei, it is clean, spotless clean, but since it was used as a Beis HaKisei, so that is contradictory to Hoya Machnecha Kodesh. There's an Isser D'Raisa to face it, K'mulayeno, or to be the Dalai Lama. So now the Mechaber says, V'yirali, but I am under the opinion, Ta'ainuk she'ein lo'i mechitois, that around this area, this is an area that one is oiset rochov, and also this is an area that holds the tzoya. So this is a area that is not surrounded with walls. Avolim yesh lo'i mechitois, but if there are walls surrounding this area, afalpi sheyesh boi tzoya, the inside of the area, there's tzoya there, tzoyrei kenegdoi besomuch, but he could be tzoyrei krishma opposite the walls of the Beis HaKisei, could be close to the walls, ve'ene choshesh, and there's no problem whatsoever that there, on the other side of the wall there's a Beis HaKisei D'Raisa, he main magia loy reyach. As long as there's no reyach coming from the Beis HaKisei, so he's permitted, the walls are a hefsik between where he is standing to the Beis HaKisei. As long as there's no reyach, this is permissible. Now we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotn Hay. So let us again start from Sivkotn Hay. Ein Magia, there's no reyach. The person standing outside does not smell the odor of the Beis HaKisei. Ve'im Magia reyach, but what is if there is a reyach coming out from the Beis HaKisei? Also, then it's also Cheyichak Dalet Ames Mimokim Shekola HaReyach. So we say Kol's mom, there is Reyach, that is a continuation of the Tzoya. And from then we have to have Dalet Ames Machnecho Kodesh. There should not be, we need Dalet Ames from the Reyach. The Reyach is a din of Tzoya. Bezedai Afilu Lefono. Even though I'm facing the Beis HaKisei, but as long as the Reich is not coming to me, and not the Beis HaKisei alone, there are mechitzes which are mavdil, which separate the person who's laying Krishna and the Beis HaKisei. Vida. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down three shittas. The Das HaMechaber, the Mechaber that said Yira Li, this is his own opinion, Lahater, and he said as long as there are mechitzes there, afilu b'mechitzes she'ein gvoyes asora. That means if you have mechitzes that are 5 tefachim tall, but these mechitzes that are 5 tefachim tall, al kaponim, are higher than the base moishav, which is inside the Beis HaKisei. So there is a davar that's separating the person outside from the person from the Beis HaKisei. And that's the V'yirali. K'de Isa B'Beis HaKisei, B'Beis HaKisei himself mentions this. Now, in in such a case that you don't have mechitzas asara, chelkim olav kol achayim. So all achayim disagree with this the yivali of the Beis Yosef, and they hold a wall that does not have a teiris mechitza to be mavdol, the rishus doesn't have it, so that wall is worthless. So all the achronim disagree with the Beis Yosef. Now, ubigvaya is asor, but what is if the wall is 10 tfochim tall? So in all halachas, we have a mechitza which is mavdol, so this should be good. This should be good because now I'm standing outside of a wall. The wall separates the one outside from the Beis HaKisei. So I moved off of the Beis HaKisei, and if there's no problems of Reyach, this should be good. V'gvoyes HaSora Yesh Min Achreinim She'Soivrim Kevosei. The Achreinim, the Bach, the Pri Chodosh, that hold that a tent fochim wall, so they hold that's good. But then our kapponim b'sheisev is right, and one is permitted to be kairi krishma outside of the wall. That's the case when there's a tent fochim wall. But v'halbe min achroinim shechilkim gam bozev, but there are many achroinim which disagree with this Bach, and they say a wall that is 10 tvochim high is also not sufficient. The time of, now what is their reason? The svir elohu, the kivan, the machitzais miyuchodois lekabel tzoya. That means these mechitzas were made with an intent to be mechitzas for a Beis HaKisei. So these are mechitzas of a rishus that holds tzoy in it. And these are the mechitzas of this rishus. K'moy tzoya danin elohu. So they have, since these are the mechitzas for this rishus, they were made specifically for this rishus. So midarabonon k'moy tzoya danin elohu. So they have a din of tzoya ochigrav shorei lekamo besimin peizayin dosafilo ein boireach. We see such a concept. A receptacle that is aimed to hold tzoya in it. So a receptacle of tzoya has a din of tzoya, and therefore, even though it was cleaned out, it is still also. So they say there's such a nisa. So since these machitzas were made specifically for the Beis HaKisei, so they have a din of a Beis HaKisei. Prem divrei rabbi vira mash mekein shabbat lachma v'sadachem b'chim agodim v'dar chachayim v'shar harbe achreina izmaneinu kulam machmirin boze osviru lo tetzorich laharchik memachitzes dalet ames. That means so the mechitzes of a Beis HaKisei have the halacha of a Beis HaKisei, ulefon of kumlei einov, so male if I'm facing it, I'm not allowed to look at it. It has a din of a Beis HaKisei. A Filipinim eno atzoye v'en barecha. Now he starts talking lemaise. So therefore he has roiv achoinim, which are machma, by the mechitzes of a Beis HaKisei. V'lochein, therefore, צורך לזוהר שלו אליקרס ולספלו דאבר בדברי תאירה בחוצר כנגד בייס הכיסא כמלוי אינו. That means a person had a yard, perhaps in the back of the house, and in a chalik of the yard there was built a בייס הכיסא, That means in that Pesach Kiseh, there was, again, there was a ditch in the ground, and there was a covering over the ditch, and a person sat in it or stood on it. And there was a whole room that was made specifically, this is the Pesach Kiseh. Now, I have a whole yard in front of me. I'm using this yard also. So, but since this binyan, this was made specifically for a Beis HaKiseh, so the Mechitzes Beis HaKiseh have a halacha of a Beis HaKiseh. So therefore, when I'm davening in the yard, the yard isn't hefker ready. I have to see if I'm facing the walls of this Beis HaKiseh, so it can be, as long as I see it, it can be Mulayena. As long as I can see it, it's also. If my back is facing this, I have to be Daudamas away. Even though the space at Kisei is locked, the door isn't open, but I see the mechitzes of the Beis HaKiseh, and the mechitzes of the Beis HaKiseh have a halacha like the Beis HaKiseh. V'lachein, nochin l'zoyer, k'sha'oysos, and now he speaks practical shailas, k'sha'oysos suke b'chotza, he has a yacht, and sukkos is going to make a suke in the chotza. So he has to, before he makes the suke, he has to realize, I have here a yard, which in this yard there is a Beis HaKiseh. Sheyase binyan shleim b'chuvim mechitzes Beis HaKiseh neged Pesach HaSukkah k'shehu posuach. So that means I have to make sure when I'm building the sukkah, the first thing on the agenda is that the door of the sukkah should not be opposite the walls of this Beis HaKiseh. Because the minute the door is opposite the walls of the Beis HaKiseh, I'll be in the sukkah and I'll have the door open and I'll see the Beis HaKiseh is so I'm not allowed to make a bracha. So you have to make sure when you're building your sukkah, make sure the door faces a different direction. That's number one. The chayin was speaking about this common outhouse that was in the yards. The chayin im yesh neged chaloyin beisoy beisa kisoy bechaloyin pasuach. If I have my house, they have a window that opens up into the yard, and now the window is open, so I can, when I look out the window, I see the beisa kisoy. There's no reyach, there's nothing, I don't see any tzoye. But the roiv achayinim hold mechitzis beis hakisei of a din of a beis hakisei, which aloch is meloyena of his asa, and like this you need it to be daladama. So if the window is open, if the window is closed, you have a glass window, so just like by tzoye alone, if Toya Bashoshis is mutter, if it's covered with a glass covering, it's mutter. So the window is also considered a covering of Lagabi, the Beis HaKiseh. But if you have an open window, it's someone you want the air to come in. V'oymed Beisai, upon of Klape Beis HaKiseh, Nochin Lizoy Medaberos Divrei Toya. Umikol Mokei. So that's why I'm telling you halachadik. You have in your yard, you have here a room that was built for Beis HaKiseh. So you have to know that the walls have a din of a Beis HaKiseh. And therefore, so you have to take precautions. And when you build a sukkah there, when you open the window, it should not be facing this sukkah. Omikol mokei. La'esatchak, what is, he doesn't have an eitzah. The house was built already, the Beis HaKiseh was built in Shem Shemayim, and it's Ramish opposite the walls of the Beis HaKiseh. Yesh lislach lahokum in magil le'reyachah. If he doesn't have a reyachah, So the sole problem is the walls of the Beis HaKisei, which according to Rav Poskim, have a din of a Beis HaKisei. But there's a Svek Sveke. Vahainu, Abish Yosef Abach, Besimenze, the Matirim B'mechitzis Gavoy Yisrasor. We have here, good, the Beis Yosef was a Poskim. He paskened in Shulchan Aruch. The year early, if there's Mechitzis, the Mechitzis Mechlau don't have a din of a Beis HaKisei. From the outside. That was the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef held the full of the Mechitzis are not 10 Tfachim tall. As long as they block the you don't see the Beis HaKisei, that's sufficient. And the Bach says if it's 10 Tfachim tall, it's good. The Bach and Prichodosh. So we have big Poskim who hold that a Mechitza helps. There are a lot of Poskim of Magnabom and Ataz that hold the Mechitza does not. Good. Of Al Kaponim, we have here Poskim that hold the Mechitza helps, number one. And number two, that's one suffix. And number two, Varosh, Bissimina, Intensive, Beis, the Mater, Afilo, Betzoyik, Shubishus, Acheres, Abteroyo, Isaac. There's the Shitas of Rosh. The Rosh holds that if I'm in my house and I'm looking out the window and I see in front of me Tzoya, Mamish Tzoya. So the Rosh holds, what's the problem? Behoya Machnecha Kodesh. The whole requirement is the Rishus that you are in should be Kodesh. The Rishus I'm in is Kodesh. There's no Tzoya here. Outside the window, I see this Tzoya. As long as I don't smell it, it's not in my machne. There's a machlokes, the Rashi and the Rosh. The Rashi holds its also, the Rosh holds its mutter. And what components we have here are smetzleke. Number one could be that a mechitza helps. The poiskin, by Shosef, the Bach, the Prisha, the Frichodosh. Number two, Afilu, it doesn't help, but we have a Rosh that says that as long as Afilu Tzoya is not in my Rishus, I'm facing it, it's Mamish next to me, but as long as it's a different Rishus, there's no problem whatsoever. The Halach is Voya Machanecha Kodesh, your camp has to be Kodesh, my Rishus is Kodesh, it's outside. The different Rishus, that's not my problem. Uba'itzim Einot, and if I shut my eyes, even though this is also not poshut samazoi, if I shut my eyes, if I don't turn around, but here I have all these tzilufim, who says, b'chlau, mechitzas beis hakisei is a din of a beis hakisei. And now I'm shutting my eyes also, so shutting my eyes, shadicha bimut. Now we're going to see something which is very negeya. Oid kosvu achayin. Tema da'onu machmirin b'mechitzei space ha-kisei lodoyno mi b'achutz kitzoya. This is a chumre of the G'dayla achayinim, the Magnavrom, the Taz, that a wall that is made, the purpose of the wall is made to be to make a Beis HaKisei, to serve as the wall of a Beis HaKisei, and the wall alone is also, Davke b'mechitzei she'nenasim elo b'shvil Beis HaKisei. That means the purpose of the wall was to make a Beis HaKisei. That is why the wall was made. It means I want to have a secluded area for Beis HaKisei, and the wall was made to create this secluded area. So a wall that was built, letzeirich beis hakisei, there's a locha that is a din of a beis hakisei. But, davke b'mechitzei nenasm elo b'shvil beis hakisei, kegoyin. She'osa b'chotza chedze meyuchad l'zeh. That means he made an outhouse in the chotza, and the walls of this house were made to make this Beis HaKisei a secluded area. So the walls that were made, L'tzeich Beis HaKisei, have a din of a Beis HaKisei. Abo, imbono b'mechitze shel bayis, but what of, if the wall of the Beis HaKisei was a mechitza of the bayis, Shehismicha la'oisa michutza. That means as follows. That means here's the yard. The yard is outside. Here's my house. My house ends over here. This is a wall of my house. Now, I want to make a base akise. So I'm going to go. So I don't have so much lumber to make four walls. So I take one wall of my house. And now I make the other walls. And the base akise is here. But this wall, now we have to think, but what did I just do now? So now, if we say that the wall of a Beis HaKisei is a din of a Beis HaKisei, so Shem Shemayim, this room, which is a wall, this one wall, it's a wall of a Beis HaKisei. So here he brings down Amir de Kechidish. What? Avol imbono b'mechitze shel bais, but if the wall of the Beis HaKisei is built through the wall of the bayis, sheismicha lo'isa mechitza. That means the mechitza sabayis is one of the walls of his Beis HaKisei. Af al pi sha'isa mechitza mechitza shal Beis HaKisei mamish. This is a common wall. We share a wall. This is a wall of my house, and this is a wall of a Beis HaKisei. Ein al oisa mechitza din beis hakisei linyan ze omuta likri sefil besamuch kimin shein a mechitza miyuchedes le beis hakisei leva. That since it is not miyuchid for the beis hakisei, this wall has a dual purpose. It's a wall of my house also. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, so this does not have a din of a wall of a Beis HaKisei, which solves many problems. So the bathrooms in our house, but let us say one problem, which is very problematic, that means Bizmaneinu, we have portable toilets, which are outside, when they're building, they have portable jobs, that's right. Now, this is a problem. This is a big problem. That means, so now let's talk about Lamaisa. My next-door neighbor is building. They have a portable john there. I'll look out the window. Shema Shemayim. This is Taka. Unless there are two layers of walls there, that means if it's one wall, that's it's inside, it's the Mechitza, the Beis HaKisei, it's one thick wall. So then that is a portable John, it's a Mosadik Shaila. This is Mamish. It's a place that wall. So if it's one thick wall, it's a Pachat. This is Aloha we have to know. So now, this is bitter. This is Mamish bitter. So we have to make sure that you shouldn't be standing outside in your porch and looking at this portable John or making a broche, or I use it and I go out and I make a Sheyotza and Shema Shemayim. This is Mordik Negeya. Unless others have like maybe two sets of walls. There's an inside wall, an outside wall could be. You have to know how it is made. Or if it's one thick piece, one thick wall of plastic. You have to know how it is. If it's one thick wall of... What? Oh, so there's two walls. So the others, okay, so, but the door not. So, I'll the smell is no problem. The smell is no problem. The problem is over there. I'll see the mechitzas beis hakisa there. Yeah, but that's the Lamaisi Paskins Allah, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. If you're in the Chotzos, you're not allowed to. If you're in your house, here's a Svekseke. Al Kaponim, Shasatchak, Al Kaponim, this is a problem. Yeah. Well, the doorway, so they speak about the doorway also. The doorway, I mean, L'chaire, it's also part of the room also. I mean, it's part of the door, whatever, wherever the doorway is, part of the hallway. That's right, it's made for the hallway also. It's not only made for the Beis HaKis, it's made for the hallway also. So Ma'ika, so this he brings down. What? Well, not, we'll talk about our bathrooms later, but let's, this, okay, this door over there, the second door.
Is there a reason why they have the washing area other than for washing?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But our Kaponim, when this is, Ramosha says like this, Ramosha says, Shemuta likreis kineged delis skura shel Beis HaKis. So you're allowed to say brachis opposite the door of a Beis HaKis in the house. Vav neged amezuzas kivin shem yisham shim gal labayis. That means the door of the Beis HaKis, I have a hallway. From the hallway it goes into the Beis HaKis, but al kaponim, the door is made for the hallway also. It's made the...
It's called the foyer.
Yeah, and the four, fine. Yeah. Now, others were machma by a door of a Beis HaKis. Okay, they bring the Chazon Ish, put up a curtain over the door. And the curtain did not, halachically perhaps, it was a curtain that was not mechuba, that means you could just push away the curtain. Afal Pikein, they were machma by a door. But where? So that's this chumre. For this, not for all machitas. For this whole thing is a chumre baume. Yeah, okay, but here we're talking about lamaisis as I the. Okay. Yeah, it depends. Each case doesn't. You have to know him. And here we're talking. I mean, here we're talking about. Here we have here a mila that there is a double purpose. There's a double purpose for the wall. It serves as a wall of the Beis HaKis. But it also serves as a wall of the Rishus outside of it. So since it was not made specifically for the Beis HaKis, we have a Moedike Chumre, that Achoinim hold something that was built specifically Litzeirich Beis HaKis. It's all, they hold it also. The Poiskim that hold me. Yeah, then it's also. But if there's a... No, so I'm telling you. So if you have, let's say, have these portable jams, so there the wool is made specifically for the Beis HaKis. That's what it's made for. So that is a Mechitzas Beis HaKis, which one should not be facing it when he makes a broch, and it shouldn't be in his Dalai Damas, unless it's a double wool. But if it is...
So when you say a wall,
yeah, but if it has a dual purpose, that means like, let's say that door or that wall over here, it's a wall for the Beis HaKis, and it's a wall for this room also. So then the Mishnah says it's muta. Then the Mishnah says it's muta, and Meika Radin, that door, it also. That's right.
Again.
No, as long as it's as long as here, the mechitz alone is the others are machma by the door. By the door that opens up, others are machma, but Mikeradin, since this would be muta, but we're not up to our bote kisois yet. That will come to that soon. Now, Siv Beis, he's minoi lebeis hakisei. A person was Mazman, that means this Amokim, and he designated this Mokim for a Beis HaKisei. That means the while he never was also tochel, he made a ditch in the ground, he put something on top of it, but the while it was called hazmone. Nothing was done. But he's minay. He's minay lebeisa kisa. V'adayin loin ishtamish boy. But he didn't use it yet. But al kaponim, he was mazmenit. Mazmenit means he said, well, this is going to be a beis hakis. And we'll see, he said, bedibo. We'll see soon. He said, bedibo. Oh. So he's mean le beis hakis, v'adayin loin ishtamish boy. Is the halacha is, since I was miyachad this mokim for a beis hakisai, so it's mo'us to daven inside this area. That means, so, and that eich l'advor megiyim, that if he daven, even was never used. This is a din d'rabonon, yeah. He's minu l'beis hakisai, v'adayin le'in ishtamish bo'i muta likrois kinegdoi. If you're outside the beis hakisai, you're allowed to lay. To lay, avoloi b'sleichai. Now let's see the Mishnah below. V'adayin lo'i. What? Okay. There weren't bathrooms yet. There weren't bathrooms yet. Okay. That could be is better. We'll see because it could be that's better. We'll see that's better. V'adayin loy. Avol im nishtamish boy afilu rak pamachas. If they were masmenit for a beis hakisei, and they was once used for a beis hakisei, su yesh olav shein beis hakisei yoshon l'chol dino. So there's halacha of a beis hakisei, gabi all halachas. Kivin de hoyesham hazmone umayse. It was hazmone, he designated it for a beis hakisei, and it was once used as a beis hakisei, so that min ha'teire is also. V'imloi ho'yesham hazmone. Let's say the other way around. You have a place that no one was mazmen it for, basically. V'rak p'mikre nifnisham. Someone was oisit chochov there. V'achar kach p'ne men ha'teire, v'gam ein b'reyecha, nire li de'in olav shein basically klav. That means if there's no hazmone to make it a basically. Now someone was Eizet Zrochev there once, and Mutar Afilu B'Seichem. V'chei Mitzarech Si B'Seif Yevasitoi V'ayim V'Bir HaLochem. Likrois, now, so he said, Likrois V'Afilu B'Teich Dalad HaMoisev. You're allowed to, outside, you're allowed to bring Krishma. V'yesh Machmirim B'Zeh, that in the Dalad HaMisetos, Kenegdoi. The Kaim Olon, Hazmona lav milsehi uchdelael b'simin and beisiv gimel ayin shom. That means some as I designated something for a purpose, and after the designation, nothing else was done. So halacha we paskin hazmona lav milsehi. So even though I designated this area for beis hakisei mikeredin, it's nothing. Umikol mokim b'seichay also midarabonim. Davalei bizoyin godel lekrishma oy letfila. This is a tremendous bizoyin to in krishma to daven. Vafilu b'diyavid im kora vispalo b'soichay lo yotha. Amoy rudi kezach. This is a bizoyin that you designated this area for basic needs, and in this area you are going to daven here, so you have to daven over again. It's a murder can be sorry. We'll see soon. Yeah. Ein osa rakoise mokim shehizme. If there's no mechitzes. The mokim amoisha shehizme no mokim mechitzes. also ideas on the kosheta hakev shebesay khamachitz. So now I'm the summer silkot zayin. Avo vibachut mutter besamachloi. But outside it's mutter. That means hazman is only also betoichin, not outside. Kosev haber heite v'laharer v'divrei teire to be maharer v'divrei teire mutter besaych beis hakisi hachodosh kshedai loy nishtamish boi. Hero in Divrei Torah, this is the Rabbonon, so Hero, even though Hero is also normally by Tzoya, but Al Kaponim, here they were Mekul, Kshadai Lein Nishtamish, Mo'i Bechein Kosov Eliyahu Rab, Uposhet, the Haboinim, now he speaks about builders, the Haboinim Sheboinim Beis HaKisei, the building of Beis HaKisei, they're building an area for a Beis HaKisei. So this is not worse than Hazmoneh. They're building a Beis HaKisei. Asurim levorech sham shum brochem bibifnim bimkoim hamechitzes. So they're not allowed to make any broche there. That's called already, they're building this mocking for a Beis HaKisei. Vafilu ba'oich lo'i bonu ha-mechitzeis. They didn't even build the mechitzeis. Takim shohul sham lehem ha-mokim ha-rei nishach ez ha-mokim le-beis ha-kisei lo'osa. So here we're talking about that they built, even though they didn't build the mechitzeis, this whole mokim is being built le-tzeirech L'tzeirech Beis HaKisei, so Al Kaponim, so that is also, that is also. So Zmokim is also L'Beis HaKisei. Let us just see the next seed, and then Oma, Bayis, we say Hazmon is also. Bayis Zeh Yehel, there were two rooms. He said, Hazmon Lebeteh, Bayis Zeh Yehel L'Beis HaKisei. V'omah abayis acher v'gam zeh. There were two rooms, one next to the other. And he said, this room will be a Beis HaKisei. And then he pointed to the other room, v'omah abayis acher gam zeh. Is dinam shoveh. So he was mazmen bedibo this mocking. V'omah, so it's also, so it's mazmen l'Beis HaKisei v'gam zeh. Bimoma ala sheni ubayis ze. He said, this room should be a Beis HaKisei, and this room. And he stopped over there. Now, and this room could have two meanings. It could mean, and this room should also be a Beis HaKisei. Or he could say, and this room will be something else. He left us, the lashon that he said is a sofik. So now, mizarei asheni sofik, im his minui lekachim lav, lefikach en koiren boi lechatchile, vim kora boi yotzo. So that means this whole halachim, that it's a bizoyin to daven in a place that was huzma lebeis HaKisei, that was only said if he was clearly mazmenin lebeis HaKisei. But if there was a sofik hazmone, it would mean Ubayis means will also be a Beis HaKisei, or means Ubayis will be something else. So Chetchila, he's not permitted to bring Krishna there or to daven there, but with the other it will be Yaitse. Let us see. Sofikim is meaning the Shema Ritzoyno Yosam Bayis Ayu Tashmisha Baume. Oh, Shaposa, Koinim Lach Leisiyam Dvor. So that is the Saloche. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, later tomorrow we'll perhaps elaborate. So though you have to see the Piske Tshuva springs down. I mean, the Samazoi, if the architect made this room is going to be a Beis HaKisei. Yeah, so he said the architect is nothing. That was the architect, this room is going to be a Beis HaKisei, that's nothing. And then he said, Lachmer, he says after